This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. On a day of electoral uncertainty and legal action, former Vice President Joe Biden won Wisconsin on Wednesday, reclaiming a key part of the so-called blue wall that slipped away from Democrats 4 years ago. A full day after Election Day, neither candidate has cleared the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win the White House. Speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, the former vice president said he believes he will win and pledged to be a president for the entire country, not just those who supported him.
We are campaigning as a Democrat, but I will govern as an American president. The presidency itself is not a partisan institution. It's the one office in this nation that represents everyone.
Meanwhile, the Trump campaign said it had filed lawsuits in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Suits in both states are demanding better access for campaign observers to locations where ballots are being processed and counted. Last-minute shoppers in England have been out in force as Britain prepares to join parts of Europe in a coronavirus lockdown designed to save its healthcare system from being overwhelmed. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
All non-essential venues, which in England include pubs, restaurants, gyms, entertainment venues, and stores selling varied items, must close Thursday until at least December 2. That ruling comes after a sudden change of course last weekend by Britain's government, which had for weeks been advocating a targeted regional response to the pandemic instead of another national lockdown. Two changes from the spring lockdown. This time round, schools and universities in England are remaining open, as are construction sites and factories. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is VOA News. Austria's interior minister, Karl Nehammer, said Wednesday that video evidence confirms that a gunman who killed four people in Vienna on Monday acted alone. However, Nehammer told a news conference there had been a problem with Austria's handling of information provided by Slovakia after the attacker attempted to buy ammunition in the neighboring country. Nehammer, who praised the excellent response of the security services, also said the country needed to look at how it handled people on its danger list. The 20-year-old suspect was released from prison early after convincing a de-radicalization program that he held no jihadist beliefs. South Korea's military said Wednesday it had taken into custody a North Korean man who crossed the heavily fortified border into the south, prompting an urgent search operation. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
The man was first spotted crossing the barbed wire fence at around 7:30 p.m. Tuesday night, according to local media, and was then found about 10 a.m. the next morning on the eastern side of the demilitarized zone that divides the Koreas. That's according to the South's Joint Chiefs of Staff, who said in a statement that an investigation is being planned. It comes as South Korea resumed tours to the southern part of the demilitarized zone on Wednesday, after the tours were put on pause in October last year after an outbreak of the deadly African swine fever in the north. However, Unification Minister Lee In-yong made no mention of the North Korean man when celebrating the tour restart. Lee called for restoring relations with the North and a recovery of inter-Korean hotlines that were severed back in June.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Ethiopia said Wednesday it had begun military operations in the Tigray region after the prime minister accused the local government of attacking federal troops. Abiy Ahmed said on national television the army had been attacked in the Mekele region and many other places by what he called traitors and the force they organized. The president of the Tigray region said on Monday that Abiy's government was planning to attack the region to punish it for holding a September election. Tigray's population makes up about 5% of Ethiopia's 109 million people, but it is wealthier and more influential than many other larger regions. The Swiss government Wednesday authorized deploying up to 2,500 military personnel to help the country's hard-pressed healthcare system handle a second wave of coronavirus infections. New infections surpassed 10,000 a day in Switzerland on Wednesday, threatening to overwhelm the healthcare system. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.